We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, let's get into it. Let's continue this conversation because the connection has been made with Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on the Morning Roast. And let's just start right there. We're just talking about Andrew Wiggins and what a wonderful surprise he has been for us so far this season. Are you surprised by what Andrew has brought, especially the last couple of games, the big win on Friday and the gutty, kind of scary win over the Raptors last night?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that I was a little surprised with. First is his passing ability. I knew he was a decent passer, but I think Andrew is a high-level passer, especially when he gets downhill. You know, he finds guys on the perimeter that sometimes I don't think that he should be capable of finding. There's nothing tricky, but, you know, if you're driving one direction, obviously towards the hoop, and you're able to make a skip pass to a guy not in the weak side corner but to the weak side wing or weak side slot area, and the pass is on time and on target, I tell you what, that's a skill set in itself. So his ability to pass has been something that has been a little surprising for me. Another thing offensively is his ability to play in the open court. We put the ball in his hands a few times in transition, and just him weaving through traffic and getting to the rim and making a play, or getting a drag pick and roll and making a play, has been a lot of fun to watch. And you guys may remember this name, but I always tell him, I've been telling him as of late, I'm like, man, you this little skinny string bean of a guy, but you kind of strong. And he gives me this look with his eyes, and I'm saying, you know, you remind me of a guy named Reggie Williams that I coached. Oh. Reggie Williams played at Georgetown. Thompson. And Reggie was he was pencil thin. But you talk about a guy that was strong. He was a strong, skinny guy. And I said, Andrew, you are too. You watch Andrew defensively against some of the bigger small forwards. And, you know, I don't think one time we really sent the double team to help him out. I don't know if there was anybody better that I've seen, you know, guard Kawhi in a one-on-one situation. Double R had a stat that he brought up after our game against the Clippers that said that when Andrew guarded Kawhi one-on-one, Kawhi was 2 for 12, I think, from the field, with maybe 3 or 4 turnovers. And when I went back and watched the game film, that was my biggest surprise from our win against the Clippers, was his ability to guard Kawhi on the ball. It was special.
And Mike, to that point, last night there's some stats up there courtesy of Anthony Slater from The Athletic, where he guards Fred VanVleet, 2 for 6 shooting. Guards OG Anunoby, 1 for 4 shooting. Pascal Siakam, including that final sequence there at the end of the game, 1 for 3, and he's got the 4 block shots as well. You've been in this league a long time, Mike, a long, long time. What does it do for a kid who gets drafted number one or is a lottery pick? He goes to an organization, they're struggling. He's, you know, has all this pressure trying to carry a franchise. Is the change of scenery situation a real thing in this league where you get to a roster where they've already won championships or had success and it's like, you know what, I could just be the third option to just play freely. Is that a real thing? And it, especially in this case with Andrew Wiggins?
You hit right on the head. I mean, people sometimes look at his demeanor as a negative. You know, Andrew's he's a laid-back guy. He's right. An easygoing guy. But he has a fiery, competitive spirit that is not displayed the way most people would want it to be displayed. You know, everybody says, oh, he's the number one pick. He's athletic. He's this. He's that. He should be a certain way on the floor. Well, it's just not his personality. And I agree with you. Sometimes a change of scenery is great for you because the expectations sometimes are unduly too high or they're wrong for you coming into an organization, which might have been the case when he went to Minnesota. And so coming here, doing the things that he's doing, in my opinion, you're bringing out the real Andrew. And I think he has a chance to be really, really good for us for many years to come because he can get it done on both ends of the floor. I don't think he's feeling the pressure that he probably felt in Minnesota trying to be the number one pick and the number one guy while trying to carry a franchise that, you know, that in reality has not won at a high level, so they don't haven't experienced it yet. And so for him to come here after getting some years in the NBA it probably is a blessing and a comfort to him because now he can just go play and do what he does on both ends.
All right, Coach, we're going to get back to basketball in 1 second. I want to go rapid fire here. We do this thing called Eats for Free every single week where we pick people that have to pick up the tab. You know, some people eat for free based on how good their performance was. And Bonte Hill over here, the host of Warrior Pre and Post, said that he likes his steak medium well done. Coach Brown, how do you like your steak?
Well,
okay. No well
kidding.
Done.
No,
you're from Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
Ohio State tonight or Alabama?
Wait, say it again.
You're from Ohio. Do you want Ohio State tonight or Alabama?
Buckeyes.
Ooh, I like it. Justin Fields, come to my Niners. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, last one here. Of all the people on the staff, who's the most likely to get alligator arms when the bill comes? Which one on the coaching staff is the least likely to pick up the bill?
Coach Ron Adams leads the charge with Jaren Collins right behind him.
He said that with such confidence, Mike.
Oh, I love that.
See, I would have guessed you, Mike. I would have guessed you, man. You're the cool guy on the Harley. You got the shoe game on lock, man. I would guess Mike just kind of get up and chuckle a little bit, throw up the deuces.
No, but I'm the party guy. I want everybody to have a good time. So come on, and I pick up the bill tonight. Come on, you come.
I like
pick up the bill tonight.
I like it. All right, Coach, I want to get into young James Wiseman here. Draymond Green, I feel like every day he says something prophetic about the young man, and it's just incredible to see his maturation process. Even in like 3 weeks, I feel like he's gone a whole season of what I'm accustomed to other rookies having go through. How fun is it for you guys to have this number two like ball of clay, if you will, of a young player who's so raw, so skilled, and yet sky's the limit, and it's so difficult. You're trying to make the playoffs, but you want to develop the young man. Take me through kind of the thought process behind the scenes when you guys are working with James.
No, if that's the case, first of all, Theo Robertson, one of our player development guys, he's done a fantastic job with James in a lot of one-on-one situations, a lot of development behind the scenes. And, you know, those types of guys on our staff don't get a lot of credit. Theo's been fantastic. He's actually a Cal grad. He played at Cal, I think, back in the day. But James, he's been fantastic. His demeanor to a certain degree reminds me of Tim Duncan, a young Tim Duncan, real quiet, but extremely competitive inside and you know, blessed with a lot of skill that is untapped. But James, his skill set is much higher than Tim's. Tim's was limited. A lot has to do with the way that the game was played back then when he was coming up. You know, when you were that big, you were, for the most part, relegated to playing 17 feet and in from the basket, and some of the other things that you're relegated to do didn't allow you to handle the ball in the open court and all that other stuff. But you know, he does stuff on a daily basis that kind of makes you sit back and go, wow, did he just do that? Am I seeing that at that size? The sky is the limit for him. I don't know if there's anything that he's not going to be able to do when he's reached his peak, if he ever reaches his peak. Because the things he does just blows you away. Having said all that, you know, we got to keep remembering he's 19. He played a couple of college games. Other than that, he played a handful of high school games. And so we just got to keep having some patience while he grows. You know, and we as a staff have to keep putting him in positions. And it is tricky because we do want to win. We do want to get off to a good start, but at the end of the day, he's going to be a monster in this league. He's headed that direction very quickly. And so we have to keep trying to give him opportunities to experience different game situations in close games down the stretch and throughout the course of the game, which is going to be tricky for us because of his inexperience and us trying to win games at this moment in time. And it's a thing that we have in mind what we want to do, but at when things creep up or pop up for us, we make adjustments and we go with what we feel is right, not only for him, but for the team and the growth of everybody on this journey.
And that's the voice of Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown. Kind of going off of what you were saying about James Wiseman there, Mike. Kelly Oubre, and just want to preface this by saying all three of us and most of our listeners are all in. We love the energy he's bringing on the defensive end, the offensive rebounds, all of it. And I think we all feel for the way he's shooting right now and could just tell that he's gripping. So as a coach and staff, how do you go about that? Because you know sports radio. Some folks are calling in, say, move him to the bench. Some folks, you know, everybody has an idea. Everybody's an armchair coach. But you are a coach with these Golden State Warriors. So how do you approach that? Because Kelly's bringing a lot of good, even though his shot's not there right now.
He's bringing a ton of good. The first thing is you got to understand, we played, I don't know, 10 games at 6-4. So, you know, for people to start saying that this early in the season, especially with the way the team has played as of late, it shouldn't happen. And I understand it is because it's our business, but obviously I don't agree with it. The things that Kelly brings to the table a lot of times for us don't show up in the stat sheet. Here's a guy that averaged basically 20 points a game last year, 25 years old. He's going to be fine offensively, all right? He's going to be fine offensively. But the things that he does that don't really show up in the stat sheet, just like Andrew, defensively he's been a monster for us. You know, we put him on the toughest perimeter player that handles the ball, meaning that a lot of times he'll be on a point guard or he'll be on a shooting guard, somebody that's going to handle the ball a lot, that's going to be in a lot of pick and rolls. And he's a guy that has been getting us extra possessions during crucial times. I think the other day he picked up maybe three charges in a single game. And now those types of things don't show up on a stat sheet, but what they do for us, it gives us momentum, and it obviously gives us an extra possession. So Kelly defensively has been fantastic. The energy that he's brought to the table has been great, and the confidence and the swag, which I feel is so important in our business, especially when you have a new team coming together and you're trying to find your way and your identity. Having that energy and that swag, that confidence from all of the individuals helps build it collectively as a group. So I'm like you. I wish that Kelly was making shots right now, but it's a reality. He's not. Having said all that, he's been great for us in a lot of other areas, and he's going to be fine going forward.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you educating the masses here about benching Kelly Oubre Jr. But real quick, I got to get out of second unit. I love the second unit. Pascal now playing a backup five, going at guys. I'm starting a campaign. I started it last week. Six man of the year for Eric Pascal.
He did.
Because he's been a monster coming off the bench, and it's unlocked Wiggins, of course, with that second unit, but also Lee Bazemore, Wanamaker, man. I don't think the second unit gets enough love for doubling up the Clippers and the Raptors last night when it came to bench points.
Yeah, the second unit, I tell you what, the thing I like about them, they're all just dogs. You know, they just get after it, and they're dogs with size. And so these guys are out there, they're switching, they're talking, they're hitting people in the mouth, and then they're just getting out and running and having fun in the open court. It's a lot of fun to watch. They will get credit, I think, going forward. I'm glad you started that campaign with Eric because the way he's playing, he for sure should be in the conversation at the end of the day. So now they just got to keep it going, but they have definitely won a lot of games for us early in this season.
You know, Coach, I know you like to get in the motorcycle and go out for nice rides and whatnot. Some of the guys like to go golfing on their day off. You haven't really had an extended road trip yet, but we're seeing now that it's just difficult with the COVID protocols that are in place. How are guys handling that behind the scenes? How's the staff handling that? Has that been a really difficult transition with some of the limitations that have been put in place? Because we're all feeling it in our own way at home.
Yeah, you know, yes, I'm a big family guy. I got people all over the country that, because I don't know if it's good or bad, but I've had a lot of stops in my time in the NBA. So it's a little tough from the standpoint, you know, when you go on the road, you know, you may want to go to dinner or grab a coffee with this person or that person in this city just to reconnect because you hadn't seen each other in obviously a year or in months. And so to refrain from that, or even to have relatives come out and stay with you or friends that want to watch games, especially at the Chase Center or be out in San Francisco, you know, that's not happening. So you just have to be careful because you know it's for the betterment of the team, you know, because you may not obviously get COVID at any given time, but if you're around somebody that has it with the rules that the NBA has put in place, that could knock you out and or another coach or a few players out for an extended period where they're going to miss some games, which can hurt you in the long run. So, you know, I feel like our group is being careful and trying to handle their business the right way. I know Bob and Steve are constantly giving reminders to everybody to keep everybody on track, and everybody's just trying to do what they can to keep the group safe and keep everybody on the floor and handle their business the right way. Even though it's a little tough and a little awkward, but you know, this is something that in time we think will all pass when everybody gets healthy again.
Well, and all of us appreciate that everyone is being so safe, Mike. We appreciate you joining us this morning. And if you can't tell because fans aren't able to be in Chase with you, folks are loving this team. We're just talking about how exciting this team is. We know y'all are still in the very beginning stages of figuring it out, but keep it up because we are having a damn fun time watching y'all figure it out.
That's good. That's awesome. We're trying. Steve's doing a heck of a job. And Jaren Collins, who's handling our defense, he's doing a fantastic job on that end of the floor, too.
All right,
Mike.
Keep
it up. Go get those Pacers tomorrow night. Thanks for the time, Mike.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.